I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. In what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord, we we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. Father in heaven, we give your name the glory, we give your name the honor, and we give your name the praise for another day that you have allowed for us to see. We've come before your presence with singing. We've come before your presence with praise. We've come before your presence with thankfulness in our hearts, God, thanking you for another day. Thank you for this brand new day that you have made. And so we can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind. We would like to thank you for waking us up this morning and providing us with a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank you for our mind, God, that's seeking after your face, Lord, seeking you early while you may yet be found. Before our days begin to get busy, before the hustle and bustle of the day overwhelm us and overtake us, God, we're here to seek your face. We're here to seek your anointing. We're here to submit ourselves to you, God, and lay ourselves before your throne of grace. Because, God, you made this day. In the steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord. If we want victory, God, today, we will be willing to submit to your will. If we want to overcome, God, everything that the devil may throw our way today, God, we need to submit to your will, God. God, if we want to win, God, and have the victory, God, on this day, we must say yes to your will and say yes to your way, God, and we don't want to get anything started off on the wrong foundation, because you are our sure foundation, and so we seek your will. We seek your blessing. We seek your anointing. We seek your touch. We seek your refreshing. We seek your power. We seek your strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we say yes to your will even now, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Yes, have your way, God, and come tomorrow and have your way in our lives and in our hearts today in the mighty name of Jesus. We exalt you because your word tells us that if you are lifted up, Lord, you will draw all men unto you. And God, we're not trying to draw people unto us, God, because we have issues, we have frailties, we have limitations. But what we want them to see is not you, I mean, it's not us, but God, you in us. We want to let our light shine that men might see our good works, that you might get the glory out of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, that will prohibit me from being successful in you today, for me, for prohibiting me, God, from letting my light shine before men, God, that they may see you and give you the glory, God, I ask, God, that you take those things out of me. Oh, God, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me and clean me, God, from the very crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Wash me this morning, Lord. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, God, because there's nothing else that can take away my sin. There's nothing else that can wash me and make me clean. There's nothing else that can make me whole again except the blood of Jesus. Saturate us in the blood even right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, saturate us in his blood right now, because his blood still works today. His blood still cleanses. His blood still makes whole. And so, God, wash us, Lord, today. And God, make us holy and acceptable before you. That's the least that we can do, is give you our best. Give you the best of us. A life that's holy. A life that's acceptable. A life that can be used to be led by you and used for your goodness and used for your glory. That we may tell someone of the goodness of Jesus. That we may give love, oh God, and not spread hate, Lord, today. That we may love on someone, God, because each and every day that you bless us to see, God, is a day that you've blessed us, oh God, with your love and your kindness. Help us, oh God, to draw in, oh God, and to give love, oh God, like you give love. Help us to be compassionate. Help us to be patient. Help us to be tenderhearted. Help us to be forgiving. Help us, oh God, today to be more like you, God. Oh God, in our talk, God, help us to be more like you, Lord. In our conversations, Lord, help us to be more like you, God. In our actions, Lord, help us to be more like you, God. In every area of our lives, help us, Lord, today. And so, God, we can't do that on our own. We can't reflect you on our own, God. We can't walk holy on our own, God. We can't be acceptable, Lord, on our own. So we yield to you, Lord, right now. And we ask that you come no more and have your way, God. Have your way, God, in our hearts and have your way in our minds. And make us meet for your usage, Lord, today, that you might get the glory out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Help us to not be fearful, God, in anything that comes our way. We don't know what the day entails, and we don't know what the day shall bring. But what we do know is that our God is in control of everything. And so, God, help us to lay aside every single sin and every single weight that besets us. Help us, oh God, to lay aside the sin of fear, God, for you cast out all fear, God. You don't cause us. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And with those options, God, we don't have to choose fear in any area of our lives. So, God, help us, Lord, today as we march in you, as we walk and move forward on in this day, God. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, because faith opens up doors, God. But fear, God, it closes doors before we can even get into them, God. Oh, God, faith, oh, God, does things that are impossible, God. But fear, God, does not do anything and things that we can do even in our own might we're not able to do when fear leads us, God. Faith says, God, oh God, that nothing is impossible, God, because we believe in you, God. But fear tells us, God, that you're not able to do what you said that you would do in your word. We both don't believe, God, that you can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. But faith says, God, you can take little and turn it into much. God, I want to say thank you, God, because I want you to renew my strength, oh God, today, and breathe in life into me and to grow my faith. And me asking, God, for you to grow my faith today means, God, that my faith will be challenged. So when our faith is challenged today, help us to stand, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not stand in our own power, not stand in our own might, but stand in the power that comes from your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help us to stand today. Oh God, no matter what may come our way, so that our growth, so that we may grow in God, that we may grow more stronger in him, and that our faith, Lord, might remain. Jesus prayed for Peter. He told him that the devil desires to sift him as wheat. And I declare that to the people of God today, that the devil desires to sift us as wheat today. He desires to destroy us. He desires to steal and to kill and to take away the promises that God has for us. But I'm here to remind you today that not only am I praying for you, but that the Lord our God, Jesus Christ our Savior, he prayed for us as well. And he prayed for us that we would live victorious and abundant lives through him each and every day. And so I bind the spirit of depression right now, God. I bind the spirit of fear, Lord. I bind the spirit of doubt in your people right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cast the devil out of our minds, Lord. Cast the devil out of our will. And cast them out of our way, God, that we may live the abundant life on this earth that you have destined for us, God. You know the plans that you have for us, God. So take the wheel right now, Lord, and lead us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, we don't have to fear any evil because you are with me. And God, not only are you with us, God, we let you lead us and guide us and direct us, God. So lead us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus to the victory for this day, God. Lead us, oh God, that we may share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone today. Lead us, oh Lord God, that we may let our light shine. Oh God, that someone might say, what must I do to be saved? Lead us, oh God, that we may be in the right place at the right time for the right moment, God, so that you might get the glory out of us. Anoint us, God, today. Fill our cups even now, God. Come no more and have your way. Fill us up with your goodness. Fill us up with your kindness. Fill us with your love, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. We can't make it without you. So fill us up even right now, God. Oh, God, our coffees that we may drink today, the food we may eat today. Oh, God, it may provide a temporal energy, God. But, God, we need more than something that's temporary, God. We need something more, oh, God, that's just a quick fix. Oh, God, but when you empower, God, you empower fully and give us the necessary equipment that we need to be successful each and every day, God. So fill us up right now, God, so that we can give out everything that you give us, God, for your glory and for your honor, God. Fill us up, Lord, with all of you, so that you might be pleased with us and that we might put a smile on your face. Have your way, God, in us. Help us to lean on into our own understanding. But in everything that comes our way, give us to seek you first in the mighty name of Jesus. If we seek you first, we seek your direction. We seek your will, God. We submit to you, and that's what we're doing now, God. Oh, God, then you said that you would add all these things unto us, Lord. Some of us, God, are looking for new jobs, God. But help us to seek you first, God, and you can add all of these things unto us, Lord. Some of us are looking for peace in our homes, God, in our homes, Lord. We have confusion or chaos or dissension in our home, God. Our marriages are on the rocks, oh God, and our lives are on the rocks, God. But you, God, you are the answer to everything that we need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're the answer to problems on our jobs. Oh God, you're the answer to problems with our children, Lord. You're the answer to problems with our spouses, Lord. You're the answer to the problems with our finances, God. You are the answer, God. And so the answer is seeking you first, submitting to your will, and then, God, you can have your way. And God, you can reign on us and give us the life that you have destined for us to have. So God, we seek your face this morning. And God, we surrender to your will. Not our will, Lord, but let thine will be done. Let it be done not just in heaven, but let it be done on earth. And not just on earth, but let it be done in our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our nation. We pray for our president, God. We pray for the government, God. The government is still on your shoulders, Lord. And we don't have to be weary in well-doing, and we don't have to be fearful in anything that is going on in this world. That's another thing, God. Fear is not an option, God. We don't have to be fretful. We don't have to fear because, God, you are in control. And help us to profess those words that fear is not an option. My God is in control. And with that declaration, Lord, with that affirmation, Lord, there's nothing that the enemy can do to stop us from being victorious this day. Order our footsteps, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct us. Grant us wisdom. Grant us strength. Holy Spirit, breathe life into us. Oh, God, make us vessels of honor right now in the mighty name of Jesus, so that your purpose and your plans and that your glory might be fulfilled in our lives this day. Walk with us. Talk with us. Lead, guide, and direct us. Show us your glory. Reveal yourself in your word. Let it be a praise and worship, a song of praise and a song of worship be on our lips all day, so that we'll be like David and be able to bless the Lord at all times and allow your praises to continuously be in our mouths. Guide us and lead us. Strengthen us. Keep us. Direct us and order us. Favor us, God, today. Shower us now with your glory. And bless us on this day that the Lord hath made. Thank you, God, that I can rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the power. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, God, for being who you are. And so we bless you even now. And we give you the glory and honor and praise this day. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.